Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me today on today's weekday meditation, an opportunity to just have a guided time of prayer where you can receive God's peace and power and direction for your life. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus heals a paralyzed man. The text says Jesus climbed into a boat and went back across the lake to his own town, and some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. And seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven." My friend, this is what's beautiful about trusting Jesus and to listen to his direction. A man with no hope, Jesus says these words, "Be encouraged." And then the next two are so key, "My child." To be his child is to be a part of God's family. So today, as we prepare to meditate, I encourage you to rest in that. Be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven. Jesus is still in that work. So as we prepare to meditate, find a place of quietude and solitude. Recognize that as we seek peace, we have to still our soul and quiet our mind, slow our pace. To receive power, we have to be in dialogue with the Creator. And to receive direction, we have to still our mind and stop our voice, to let his voice be so loud in our life that we cannot miss him. Let's draw a deep breath. Let your shoulders fall at ease and your muscles go from tense to peace. Begin this time by thanking the Lord for something you're grateful for right now. Lord, I'm grateful for, and finish that sentence. Lord, today would you go before me and make a way. Lord, what's ahead of me today, I trust into your hands and believe that you can and you will go before me and make my crooked path straight. And now, my friend, I invite you to be still and be quiet. Listen for the promptings and the nudging of God as he gives you direction in your life. And remember these words, when your mind begins to stray, simply say this out loud to get you back on target. Be encouraged, your sins are forgiven. Be encouraged, your sins are forgiven. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back to close this out in just a moment.
Thank you.
Well, friend, what a beautiful thing. When Jesus looks at this paralyzed man and he says, "Be encouraged, my child," I bet nobody had ever said to him, "Here's something to be encouraged about, and your sins are forgiven." Not only was he physically healed, but spiritually healed. And wherever Jesus shows up, both those things happen. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.